Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This week's message contains a warning and an exhortation for God's people to return their loyalty to Him alone. He says that Christians in America are badly compromised. As a result, the Lord says that America is vulnerable to enemy attacks. God set His people over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and plant, according to Jeremiah 1:10. When we sin and compromise, we forfeit our authority and violate God's covenant that was meant to protect and prosper us.
Knowing the plight of His people, looking at the nation and saying, okay, God, we have sinned against You. I'm confessing the sins of my nation, of my people before You. The sin, not only my nation, but my house, my father's house, we all have sinned against You. But Your promises, Your covenant is if we turn back to You, that You will receive us and gather us again back into You. And that's where we need to be. I don't care if you're in America or where you are. That is the prayer God is saying He needs to hear from us in this season. In fact, the thing that I don't think many people tend to realize is God has given us as believers authority over the places where we reside.
Here is this week's message.
He took me to Deuteronomy 30:19, where the Lord was talking to His people about, I've set before you life and death, blessing or cursing. And He says, you choose. So it's not God's choice that we die. He wants us to have life and that more abundantly, but the choice is ours. And then He says, choose life that you and your seed may live. So even though He says, I've given you a choice this day, He tells you His preference is that you live so that you and your children would live. So He wants you to choose life. Then, as I said, I heard Him say, life or death, covenant or culture, you choose. God's covenant brings life and blessing. The culture can only bring death and the curse, especially during these times before Jesus comes, because these are turbulent times. God is putting a line down. You can't cross that line of who's His and who's not His. Still, the Lord is saying we have a right to choose. So if you want to choose death, God is saying, go right ahead. You can choose death. But we're letting you know that the choice for life is also being set for you. And that God's choice is that you choose life. He's given us that choice. In the scripture, God gives us life because it's His hope for our lives. He has a covenant that covenant a greater hope, a greater thing for our lives than we can imagine. So He's telling us to choose life so that both we and our children can enjoy that life, that abundant life that Jesus died to give us. So He's saying the same thing today, like He did back in the day when He told them, life and death, blessing or cursing, you choose. He's saying covenant or culture, you choose. One's going to bring you life, one's going to bring you death. But He said the decision has to be yours. But there's time to repent because He said judgment is coming. So that was basically how the Lord presented this message to me, to you as well. What I'm also going to do is play a clip from the previous February Apostolic Prayer Conference. The Lord gave a strong word with examples of what it means to follow the culture versus following the covenant. Because we have a covenant for our protection, for our provision, for everything that we need in this life. All God is asking is that we uphold our part, which is obedient to His word. Now, culture, what is a culture? It's a way of life. It's a way of life in your community. It's tribal. It's whatever it is in America right now. It's rebellious. It's arrogant, materialistic. Some people call us religious if you're on the conservative side. But if you're on the liberal side, they call you liberal or tribal or whatever, if it's about race. But that's what the culture is. It's everything that we've learned to be within the group and the society where we live. But what God is saying is He's called us out of the society. That's what Christianity is. He calls us out to be representatives of His kingdom within the culture so that we can change culture and show them the beauty that God has, the provision God has, and the things God has for us. But not everybody wants to hear that. However, for those who do, it's wonderful. There's wonderful things that God's going to be releasing in these end times. And so we're going to get into that in just a second here, because I do want to play this particular clip for you, because this is where He gives us an example of what He means by our covenant. So I'm going to go ahead and put that on now.
I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. He says, remember, I beseech thee the words that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. And he did. That's how they got in Babylon. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though you were cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet I will gather them thence, and I will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. He said, now these are thy servants, thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. So he goes before God, knowing the plight of his people, looking at the nation and saying, okay, God, we have sinned against you. I'm confessing the sins of my nation, of my people before you. The sin, not only my nation, but my house, my father's house, we all have sinned against you. But your promises, your covenant is if we turn back to you, that you will receive us and gather us again back into you. And that's where we need to be. I don't care if you're in America or where you are. That is the prayer God is saying. He needs to hear from us in this season. In fact, the thing that I don't think many people tend to realize is God has given us as believers authority over the places where we reside. In fact, I remember back in 2019, or actually 2009, he told me that the issues with America was the fault of the church. He said the Christians never did what he told them to do. We were soft on things that we should have spoken up about. And he said, because of it, the enemy has pretty much taken over and is ruling things that God's people should be ruling. And then he had me recently, I had a book that I recently wrote within the last year, and he had another word for me. He said, right now in America, he says, many of our nation's leaders, and talking about the corruption and everything, he said, have covenant. Many of the nation's leaders have covenant with our most hostile enemies to carry out evil schemes against the American people. He says, some of you, meaning us out here, Americans, continue to support these treasonous leaders. He says that makes you an accomplice to treason, both to God and America. And the Lord calls these people who are supporting these treasonous leaders, he calls them co-dependents and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. He said that we sat back and went along with whatever was offered to us on a silver platter. He said what we consumed has poisoned our souls and weakened our nation. He says also that filth and corruption will be the demise of America. And so he's called his people back to repent for not standing up for what was right. When we saw things go on in the darkness, as he said, we went along with whatever was set before us on a silver platter. And he says, in this season, we're going to have to repent because payday is coming. We're about to reap what we have sown. And the only way we can lessen it, we can't stop it because it's too great, because this has been going on for generations, but we can lessen it. And one of the reasons he had me start this prayer group, he said, there's not enough prayer to be able to withstand what's coming. He said, because what's going to come is going to be frightening to many people. And he says what was happening, and even in our day, that the enemy is using the media to distract people so they don't see what's coming. So what we need to do, he says, is be in prayer to be prepared, because he says the masses will not see it coming because they're following the media going this way. They're following the media, every little thing that's going on. And what's amazing, it happened again this weekend. There was a mime that came out of the White House. I don't know. We don't know to this day who actually released it. But people took it and ran with it without finding out the truth of what it was. And so you had all these people that are really ready to cry racist about something that was political, that was including a whole bunch of politicians. And it's like, okay, this tells you where we are as Americans. And the Lord says, America is so vulnerable right now because we are flesh activated. There's anything, if it's political, if it's racial, if it's politics, people are running. And he said, that's going to destroy us because the enemy knows what we're doing and they're predicting what they're going to do to us. Even the protests in the street, people think, I have a right to protest. Yes, but the enemy's going to turn it on you. No, we're not talking about ICE. We're talking about there are sleeper cells. The Lord said they're ready to strike. And because there's so many of Americans in the streets, they see a perfect target to make a statement. So while you're looking one direction, the enemy's coming another. So he said there wasn't enough prayer going on to be able to handle what's coming. And he says people have to get out of the news, get out of social media, get into prayer and hear his voice. Because he says the only way you're going to be able to survive is hear his voice. Because, and this is what he gave me this afternoon. This, it was kind of scary the way he said it, but I heard it clearly. He talked about AI. He says AI works like the demonic forces work. AI doesn't know everything. But what you see on the computers, even on the phones, it's monitoring. It's watching, okay, to gather data so that it can predict our next move, our next thought. He says that's how the enemy is. The enemy doesn't know everything. The devil does not know everything. The only way he finds out anything is he's observing. He's watching what we do. He's watching what we say. He's watching what we're watching on TV. And he's looking for instances to find out, okay, what their next move could be. And they've always done this. They're going to do that. So we become patterns that the enemy can follow. Patterns to our generations, from our parents, from our grandparents. There's certain proclivities that are in certain families. The enemy knows that. Just like if you go to the doctor, they say, is there a history of heart disease? Is there a history of medical blindness? Or is there a history of anemia? Certain things in your family bloodline, they want to know, because they know if they can trace what happened in your past, they can predict what's going to happen in your future. Now, that's how it is with most things. That's how the enemy even looks at it. If he trapped your dad in one way, and he's trapped all the men in your family a certain way, we call it a generational curse. But what it is the enemy has established iniquity in your bloodline. In America, there is iniquity in our culture, in our bloodline, that the enemy figures out. He knows what it is, and he knows how to tap into that to destroy us. And that's why the enemy does what he does. He watches those patterns. That's how you know, even for medically, if somebody may have six, the devil start telling you, well, you know, your dad died at 35, you're going to die. All the men in your family died at 35. This is how he does it, trying to put a seed into you, what's going to happen to you based on what happened in the past. And that's how AI works. It's gathering information, and then it's going to tell you who you are. That's the devil. That's also witchcraft. Why? Because it's watching on the outside. What the Holy Spirit does is speaks on the inside and gives you another plan. That's why we have to be led by the Spirit.
Beloved, the Bible is clear. Psalm chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It's not God's desire that anyone perish, but would repent and turn their hearts back to him in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you'd like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, the next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for Monday, March 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details at www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.